This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Uttarakhand has become the first state in the country to fully implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules across personal laws relating to marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, excluding the scheduled tribes irrespective of religion or gender. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the full adoption of the Uniform Civil Code in the state today with inauguration of the UCC portal. Speaking of the landmark decision, Chief Minister Dhami credited the people of Uttarakhand for the implementation of UCC and emphasized its alignment with the constitutional framers' visions. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi in a short while from now. The theme for this year's rally is Yuva Shakti Vikshit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation of 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people. Talking to Akashvani News, founder of agriculture startup Yusuf Rafiq shared his expectations. He said that the government should focus on the certification of organic farming products.
My thoughts that I want to share with the Union government regarding the budget is related to the ease of doing business, specifically ease of procuring within the organic sector. Now, I'm from Karnataka and I'm just taking for the sake of example, there are many farmers in Karnataka who are actually producing organic food items. But the problem is they are not certified.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and mystical Saraswati at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several saints and seers also performed the bathing ritual along with the Home Minister. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the grand gathering of the Sanatan Dharma Mahakumbh gives the message of equality and harmony to the whole world. He said it is not only a pilgrimage site but also a confluence of the country's diversity, faith and knowledge tradition. More than 13 crore devotees have taken holy dip in the Sangam so far. The Mahakumbh, which commences on the 13th of this month, will continue till the 26th of February. Belarus incumbent President Alexander Lukashenko has won the presidential election. Preliminary data from the Central Election Commission shows that Lukashenko received 86.82% of the vote. His opponents, including Sergei Sirenkov, secured 3.21% of votes, Oleg Gaidukevich received 2.02%, and Anna Kanopatskaya 1.86%, and Alexander Kiznaek got 1.74% of the votes. The presidential election began in Belarus yesterday. Early voting for the presidential election took place from the 21st to the 25th of this month. The president is elected for five-year terms. The United States has suspended all foreign aid and ordered a review of the American financial assistance to other countries to ensure they are efficient and consistent with its foreign policy under the America First agenda. The move comes after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in this regard. Meanwhile, the U.S. has paused sanctions and tariffs on Colombia after its president, Gustavo Petro, agreed to accept deportation flights carrying migrants from America following prior tensions. In the Open Occitane tennis tournament, India's Yuki Bhamri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodik are set to face German duo of Mark Wallner and Jacob Schneider in the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals at the Montpellier in France this evening. The match is expected to begin at 8:40 p.m. In the men's hockey India League, Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers will take on Delhi SG Pipers in Rourkela at 6 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.